A True Report, a depiction of events in history, hosted by Peter Shorenstein. Today, another amazing tale of historical events, all true, and for the most part, unknown. Welcome to podcast episode number 114. Zelda was born 117 years ago, on July 24th, in the first year of that new century. The daughter of the noted state Supreme Court judge, she would never have to do without. The family's wealth and prestige would allow her the chance to live life on her terms, and boy, did she ever. An accomplished dancer, she loved the company of boys, and against all social rules, would frequently smoke and drink. Now, you think you don't know Zelda? But you have certainly read her words, saw movies based on her writing. However, sadly, she would never receive credit for the words her husband would plagiarize from her fascinating and creative manuscripts. She meets her husband in 1918. Before the man became famous. It's after her high school graduation. He proposes marriage, but Zelda, she's gonna wait. And then, the publisher Scribner agrees to release his first book, and the couple there wed, becoming major celebrities during the now roaring 20s. The first book, it's This Side of Paradise, and her husband, and now author, is F. Scott Fitzgerald. On Valentine's Day, 1921, Zelda learns she's pregnant. They're living in St. Paul, Minnesota. Well, they move. They move to Long Island. That's right, Long Island, Gatsby country, where they live a very lavish and upscale life. Soon, though, money is now a problem. The solution? Move to Paris to avoid financial disaster. Zelda learns to paint, but it wasn't the painting that would gain her financial and artistic success. F. Scott Fitzgerald composed The Great Gatsby, and the young wife is surprised to find that her husband had lifted major portions of Zelda's diary word for word. He does the same for Tender as the Night, and the stress on the marriage grows, leading to alcoholism, violence, and mental issues for Zelda. But the money is good, and with the lavish spending, it would keep them together. That is, until the stock market crashed in 1929. It's an old story of a rich family now left penniless, deep in financial ruin. The stress, it's too much for Zelda. And in 1930, in deep psychological stress, she would spend her remaining years in the hands of the mental health doctors. And in 1930, they had very little to offer her. Sadly, in 1948, she would die in a fire at the Highland Hospital in North Carolina. The famous husband, he died 8 years earlier of a heart attack at the age of 44. I imagine having lost the creative efforts of Zelda, F. Scott Fitzgerald grew weak, and as the stress took its toll, the heart attack was inevitable. So let's give Zelda the credit she deserved with her inspirational artistic works. These include a novel, Save the Waltz, based on her troubled marriage, a play, numerous magazine articles and short stories, and some very fine oil paintings. Next week, another amazing story from the past. To be sure to get this and all future podcasts, please subscribe to A True Report. All you need to do is go to the iTunes store and search for A True Report. When it's displayed, just hit subscribe. There's no cost involved, but you'll hear some interesting stories. I'm Peter Shorenstein, and if you like, we'll do this again next week. Until then, never stop asking questions.